Good morning. We're going to move to the halachas of Tisha B'Av itself. We know that a Tisha B'Av, similar to Yom Kippur, there are different areas of inuyim, of afflicting oneself. The five areas of inuyim are achila and shtiyah, eating and drinking, rechitza, washing oneself, sicha, anointing oneself, tashu shemitah, having relations with a person's wife, and nilas sandal, wearing leather shoes. So let's go through the halachas one by one. So regards to achila and shtiyah, we know that a person can't eat and a person can't drink. That's pretty straightforward. What if a person wants to wash out his mouth? So the Mishnah Berurah says in a case where it is a tsar gadol, the person is in extreme discomfort by not being able to wash out his mouth, it's mutter, but a person has to do it in such a way that he's not going to come to swallow anything. We did mention that Rav Moshe says that using mouthwash is not permitted because mouthwash functions as a form of rechitza. I do want to point out that Rabbi Einar asked on Rav Moshe that why is it different than using rechitza to remove dirt, which is permitted, even on, we'll see, we get the lachas of rechitza on Tisha B'Av. If there's a specific area of the body which became dirty, he's allowed to remove that on Tisha B'Av itself. Why would this be any different? The answer seems to be that is a physical, talking about physical dirt, and this is talking about just something which is not, you can't really pinpoint what it is, it's just the smell of the bacteria, etc. If that's what your goal with your mouthwash is, so that we're not going commercial, that's just simple rechitza without a heter. So a person can use water, but he has to make sure that he's not going to come to swallow any water, so he has to do it in such a way that he has to be leaning forward, that no water will by mistake get swallowed. Person wants to take medications, capsules, etc., even a liquid if it's a bitter liquid, so that is permitted. However, you're not allowed to take it with water. A person needs water to get the medication down. So the best solution is to take some water and make it bitter. You take a vitamin, take an aspirin and dissolve it in the water and use that water to get the medication down. There is a prima donna in regards to Yom Kippur, and maybe we can suggest it applies over here also, that a person really shouldn't be touching food unless he has a need to give it to children, because there's a concern that a person might come to eat it. And again, towards the end of the day, to prepare food to be available for after the tainus, that is going to be permitted. So that's the lachos of achila and shtiyah. Moving on to the lachos of rechitza. So a person is not allowed to wash any part of the body, even to put one person's smallest part of his body, one finger, into water is prohibited on Tisha B'Av, like as on Yom Kippur. If there was a part of the body which actually got actual dirt on it, she's allowed to remove the dirt, if necessary, with water, but only the place where the actual dirt is. You can't wash the rest of the hand. You can wash the spot where the dirt is, etc. After a person goes to Beis HaKiseh, so the person's hands are not necessarily, sometimes they're not clean, so a person is allowed to wash his hands. And we allow the person to wash the hand all the way up to the knuckles. Person washes in the morning. Person also washes only up to the knuckles. After a person has dried their hands, if there's a little bit of moisture left, and it's not enough to really moisten that which is going to touch, it's just going to give a little bit of liquid, but it's not really going to moisten it in a significant way. So a person will be allowed to then rub that on his eyes to freshen up his eyes a little bit. If a person walks into a bathroom and does not use the facilities in any way, so even though a person normally is noyig to wash his hands by walking in the bathroom because there's a ruach roach is there, for that alone a person would not wash, unless he finds it so annoying, the fact that he's not washing, and he's always careful to wash, and would bother him and distract him, so he'd be allowed to do it for that purpose. A person touches the part of the body which is normally covered, so even if he only touched it with one part of his one finger, he washes the whole hand. And the Ramah points out by Hillel Yom Kippur that a person should have in mind when he's doing it, he's not doing it for the tainug purpose of enjoying the cool, fresh water in his hands. He's doing it to remove the zuam and the tumah which is there. If a person is always mocked to wash before davening, the fascinating discussion of Mishnah Berurah says that a person should wash his hands. The accepted minhag seems to be that a person would wash before shachar is, again, up to the knuckles. I want to clarify, when I said that the case you touch your mekames mechusim and you wash the whole hand, I mean up to the knuckles. So the same thing we go into the basic kisei, a person washes up to the knuckles unless he would know that there was actually part of the hand which got dirty beyond that, and then he would just wash that part of the hand, not the whole rest of the hand. The acceptable minhag in regards to washing is only for shacharis and not for mincha ma'ariv. And then now there is a suggestion that since this which we wash only up to the knuckles is the machloikis, and therefore we're machmer what to do, whether you have to wash the whole hand only to the knuckles. So motzi, the tainus, person would be appropriate for the person to take the time to wash his whole hand three times before he touches food. If a woman who is preparing food and needs to make her hands wet, etc., in part of the process of preparing the food and making the food, she's permitted to do so because she's not doing it for the purpose of hanah. She's doing it to prepare the food. Have a good morning.